topics you care about by people you trust. This is The Clear Perspective, your healthcare cybersecurity, compliance, and privacy podcast. And now for the show.
Hello, and welcome to Clearwater's Featured Healthcare Defender. In recognition of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we're bringing you a series of interviews to share the stories and backgrounds of some of healthcare's leading cybersecurity defenders. I'm Julie Catron. I'm part of the marketing team at Clearwater, and today's Featured Healthcare Defender is Cheryl Rose. Cheryl is the Chief Information Security Officer for Cottage Health. Cheryl has been protecting information security for over 27 years and has been working in hospitals and health systems since 2010. Cottage Health has been serving patients in California for over 130 years. You heard that right, 130 years. I'm excited to hear Cheryl's story and share it with you today, so let's get started. Hey, Cheryl, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to get started today with the basics. Tell me about Cottage Health and tell me about your role there.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Cottage is an amazing organization. I am their Chief Information Security Officer, and I've been there for 4 years now. Yeah, my role is everything information security. So I work for our Chief Information Officer and have, you know, really good relationships with our legal and compliance teams, and just security is very much looked at the forefront at Cottage, and lots of executive support. So it's a great organization from a healthcare perspective, and they understand the criticality of what cyber brings and the impact it can have from a healthcare perspective.
Glad to hear it. When we think about cybersecurity, you know, that can encompass a lot of things. How did you get into cybersecurity and why did you choose healthcare?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I very much got into cyber than probably the most non-traditional way. I had an accounting degree and realized pretty much immediately that that was not where my interest lied. And I was able to jump really quickly into IT audit. And there was just a really fantastic CIO when I was pretty junior that took a chance on me and just started building me up through the security org to where I was running non-healthcare, but I was in banking, financial services, and able to run global security operations and start to get a solid understanding. I jumped into healthcare in 2010, very much not knowing what to expect, very different than financial services, but also super challenging and gives you a really good feeling about your job, because not that other industries don't at all, but with healthcare, there's just such a touch point, you know, that we all can relate to. And so, you know, thinking about trying to protect patient data as your forefront is a good feeling to come to work every day.
Definitely. What would you say was maybe one of the biggest changes or differences to kind of wrap your head around when you made that jump into healthcare?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think I've always had the same answer. And that is, healthcare security has a different element to it because of patient care and the urgency that, you know, you need to put the security controls in place, but you also need to be aware that physicians are there to take care of patients, nurses are there to treat them in the moment. And you know, you have to do the right balance, right, of security controls so that they're as behind the curtain as they can be and not impacting that day-to-day patient care.
Right, because there's a certain element of speed that's important to being able to deliver care, and we don't want to slow down doctors and nurses and other clinicians.
Absolutely. And you want them to support. I mean, if you're transparent, then, you know, they're not going to get frustrated, right? And they start to understand the urgency and the need behind some of those decisions from an InfoSec perspective.
Definitely. That's so true. So what would you say is the best part of being a CISO in a healthcare organization?
I love information security. It's just been my life, right? More and more, it's closer to the bedside than it's been in years past. And I think, you know, over the last 5-6 years with interconnected devices and medical devices, our job has always been important, but it's even more important because it's protecting systems that are connected to patients.
Absolutely. That connection to patient outcomes is only, we're seeing that that relationship documented. It's stronger and stronger all the time. We understand now what happens to patient outcomes and care delivery when something does go wrong. And it's a pretty remarkable connection.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what advice do you have for others, either in your field or when we think about young people who might want to step into a cybersecurity career, might even be thinking about a cybersecurity career in healthcare? What should they know?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I've talked to a couple individuals just getting out of school. You know, they have degrees in cyber now that they didn't back in the day when I was in school. And I still think it can be a challenge for that leap. And I think it's also it can be difficult because young people or people that are trying to change, get into cyber, see the jobs that require so much experience and so much background. I think my advice would be there's a lot of different avenues that you can take to get into security. I mean, mine was very non-traditional. I had an accounting degree. I got into security and I went back and got my master's degree, you know, from a technical aspect. So I would say, you know, look at all your options and weigh them, because once you get into security, you may go in as a information security risk individual and 3 years later realize, you know, you want to do threat management, and it's probably easier once you're in doing risk to navigate to get into a more technical path, and vice versa. I mean, I've seen technical individuals that want to go more into the governance risk side. So I would just say, look at internships, keep your eyes open. Don't get too focused on just one track, because there's a lot of them. And I think they can open up doors on multiple sides once you're moving down, you know, one security track. But I think what's hard is I see people that get their degree and then they're like, you know, I want to go be a forensics engineer. Well, that takes some stuff, right? Background and some, but you can certainly get there. There's just a lot of stepping stones that are out there. And I mean, there's so many positions open because it's still such an area where we have such right?
That's great advice. I love what you said about there being so many different paths to it and kind of really looking at the whole picture. So thank you for sharing that. And Cheryl, that wraps my questions for today. So, you know, we kept it short and sweet, but thank you so much for being part of our Healthcare Defenders campaign. I'm so glad that you could join us.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for checking out today's Healthcare Defender. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Cheryl. Keep an eye out on Clearwater's LinkedIn page as we feature Healthcare Defenders all month long in recognition of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Finally, be sure to like our posts and tag a Healthcare Defender you know in the comments.